And at this point in our service, we are going to share words, thoughts, feelings in which Joyce blessed us with her life. If you would like to share something in a few brief moments, just go ahead and raise your hand and I'll bring around our handheld mic. Oscar has it here. Does anyone want to share?
My name is Jan Scar. I used to bring Joyce to church, and I brought her to church for, I think, quite a few years. And as her memory kind of slipped, I was pretty sure she always knew me, but she always knew my pretty green car. And when she would come out, she'd say, "Oh, there's that pretty green car." And in God's timing, the last time I brought her to church, about a week later, my car was wrecked. And I think that it was timing, because I don't think she would have liked my new car. But she always had her sense of humor, and I loved her dearly.
Hi, my name is Audrey, and your mom, grandma, great-grandma, aunt, she was a very dear friend to me. We had a few things in common. We're both from Minnesota. We both had birthdays in March, and we enjoyed going out for lunch together. I would try really hard to find out how old she was in a nice way, but she'd never share. But then I won't share my age either, so I guess that's okay. And we did meet here at Peace in 1990. We lived close together when we both lived in Philomath, so we got together a lot. And even though I don't know any of you by name, I feel like I know all of you very well, because she loved each one of you dearly and shared lots of nice thoughts about you.
My name's Donna Silver. A lot of things come to mind when I think of Joyce. We spend a lot of time together. And I have three things I think of especially. They're all really short. For a while, I had my arm in a cast, but I wanted to keep walking, as Joyce would have wanted to keep walking if she had some kind of a problem. And one day, I couldn't tie my own shoes, and so I said, "Would you tie my shoes?" And ever after that, when we were walking, which was often, if somebody else would start to tie my shoes, Joyce would say, "That's my job." But Joyce the giver, she was always there to give something to somebody else. And the other two are quite contrasting. It's so like Joyce that all that time we spent together, I didn't know until I read the obituary that she'd gone back to school when she was 50 and gotten a degree in accounting. She never mentioned that. And the other is, she liked to laugh and have a good time. She had a sense of humor, but she wasn't a jokester. And so she told me one day she wanted to get her lawn mowed before it rained. She realized there wasn't enough gasoline. She didn't want to go to town and get some. So she said, "Well, I was talking to Gay on the telephone, and I said," and she just said this in a normal voice, "I said, the only thing I know to do is add a little water to it." And she said there was dead silence on the other end of the line for a few moments.
That's wonderful. We will have time at the conclusion of our service in the fellowship hall to gather together and share memories. I'd really encourage you all to do that this morning. Thank you for sharing those that did.